The Selfish Path to Romance. Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com and at amazon.com.
John, you're having some difficulty with happiness?
Yes, I am.
Yeah? What's going on?
Well, I just feel like there's nothing that makes me happy like there used to. You know, when I was young, I just getting up, I was happy to be up.
Alive.
To be up. Yeah.
Yeah.
I don't have that anymore, and I'm disabled.
Okay.
I broke my back. I was a bricklayer, and yeah. I went through a hard depression.
Yeah.
And I've made it through that, and I thought things were getting better, and it's like I'm stuck in a rut.
Okay. Go ahead.
I'm sorry. I mean, I was just saying, there's just nothing that seems to make the things I used to enjoy doing, like fishing, just have no desire anymore.
Okay, so we'll talk about that in a second. How old are you?
I'm 45.
45. You said when you were younger you could wake up, and so I wondered, how old are you? You're 45 years old, and have you had better moments when you were more hopeful, when you were not depressed?
Yes, I have.
Can you tell me what you were doing during one of those moments?
Struggling.
You were what?
Through life, struggling.
No, I don't want those moments. For a moment.
I mean, that's when I felt alive, when I was struggling to make ends meet.
Oh,
you know?
Oh, that's interesting. So when you were working to make ends meet?
No, I wasn't working. I wasn't able to work.
Okay.
I was just mentally, I guess, struggling, trying to figure out ways to be able to pay the light bill,
Yeah.
Having to sell my stuff. I had something.
You had a focus.
Yes.
Okay. So what prevents you from having a similar focus now?
I don't know. I guess I have enough money to make it from month to month, and that's my focus.
Okay.
From month to month, it was from hand to mouth.
Yeah.
And now, I get real nervous when the money gets low, which it always does.
How are you making money?
I'm on disability now.
Okay. Is there any, are you able to use your hands, or your back got damaged? So I'm not sure how.
Yes, ma'am, it is. I'm able to use my hands, yes.
So.
I use the computer a lot.
Can you walk at all?
Yes, I can walk. I can't bend over and pick up. I can't pick up 5 pounds.
Okay, here's number one. When any of us have a physical limitation or even a mental limitation, partly the task is to come to terms with that limitation. For example, if somebody has multiple sclerosis, they need to show themselves how to live within their illness and enjoy life within what's possible still to them. And within what's possible to you, what is available? If you still have your mind, and I can hear that you do, if you still have an eagerness to be happy, how do I know that? Because you called me, right?
Yes, ma'am.
You took an effort to call me. If you still have the ability to use your legs, even though you can't bend over, then you can look at, what can I do during the day that would bring me maybe more income? Maybe you can be a telemarketer. I don't know if you can do that. Maybe there's something else that you can do. I know you're disabled, but maybe there's something you can do, whether it's a hobby or whether it's even, like you said, selling things on the side. That
well,
you can do.
I wanted to go back to school, but my spouse had she's had 2 strokes.
Okay.
And she's had a subdural hematoma. She had brain surgery.
Okay. She's had problems. So you're married. Who is at home with you? Your spouse?
Just me and her.
Okay. The two of you. What hobbies can you have that would bring you some pleasure?
That is something that I've been seeking. I've tried model building.
Yeah.
And Nothing seems to last.
Okay. What you need for yourself is a longer range purpose. So, number one, if you could find something, like you said, selling things on the internet or something that would bring you an income and would give you a sense of being productive, that would be fabulous for you. You would feel happier. You would feel more in control of your life, less handicapped.
Right.
So
I agree.
Okay, so that would be number one. Number two.
Hey, I got to interrupt this because we've got to pay some bills. 30 seconds, that's it. A very quick ad, and then Alan will be back.
Romance. I wish I knew more about what girls want from a relationship. Boy, I wish I knew more about what I want. Where's that ad I saw? Here it is. The Selfish Path to Romance, a serious romance guidebook. Download chapter one for free at selfishromance.com and buy it at amazon.com. Huh. The Selfish Path to Romance. That is interesting.
Right.
So
I agree.
Okay, so that would be number one. Number two, there are other values such as hobbies. If you can find a longer range value that you would enjoy, try it out. Experiment with different values. If you can play the piano, try that. If you can, maybe a keyboard, but, you know, try different things, obviously within what you can afford, but try some things that could bring you and maybe your wife pleasure. I know I have people in my family who love playing board games. No, but usually you need something.
Oh, I used to love board games.
Well, maybe you and your wife could try that. Maybe you could Maybe you could even invent a board game, you know, you and your wife, and earn some money. So using your mind will make you feel happy. Using your mind in a productive manner will make you feel happier.
Right. I think where my unhappiness comes from is I don't have her to participate.
Okay, because she's had a stroke.
She's had a couple of strokes.
So she may be very limited, but never give up your happiness then. If you can play games with people even on the web, my sister plays Scrabble with my son on the web. So maybe, you know, on the internet. So listen, I want to thank you so much for your call. The goal is to keep values alive in your life and to live within your limits.
And here's a little more from Dr. Kenner.
I don't know when I've enjoyed an exhibit more. Mm. The artist's choice to make that still life a monochrome was a stroke of genius. It conveyed such despair.
Yes, it was so refreshing to see a sad peach.
And I don't know if you have ever been to a museum.
Well, it's all right, Rosa, just the whole thing.
Oh, my gosh, that was from Frasier. I guess Frasier wanted that to be known. I'm Dr. Ellen Kenner, and if you have ever been to a modern art museum where you see splashes of paint on canvas, or you see white on white, just a blank canvas, and you're supposed to look at it and see depth in it and put your own meaning into it, all of that is nonsense. Art is so valuable in life, whether it's good literature, whether it's a fabulous painting that just inspires you, or even think of the Olympics. I mean, it's in art, and it's a skill, obviously. But if you have a painting of an Olympic athlete at the best moment of their achievement, maybe the a beautiful pose in ice dancing, It can uplift you. It can put you in a better mood where you're thinking that's the way life should be and can be, and maybe that's possible for me. As opposed to maybe art that shows a sad peach, and it's like, why? Peaches don't even get sad, assuming you're not in Disneyland. But peaches don't get sad. And why would an artist, out of all the things to choose to paint a sad peach? And it just makes me feel like I'm in a weird world, and it's not my world. It's certainly not my world.
For more Dr. Kenner podcast, go to drkenner.com and please listen to this ad.
Here's an excerpt from The Selfish Path to Romance by psychologist Drs. Kenner and Locke.
What can you do to help safeguard your relationship against cheating? First, hold on to your moral character. Second, remind yourself of all the reasons why you love your partner and what the relationship means to you. Make these reasons objective by expressing them in words to your partner. Columnist Sue Schellenbarger gives another suggestion in her article, Honey, I'm Thinking of Having an Affair. She advises that you talk openly with your partner about being attracted to someone else while your relationship is still on firm ground. Agree in writing, if necessary, that if either of you feel sexually attracted to someone else, you'll bring it out in the open right away. Also, discuss in advance what situations put you at risk. A business trip with a sexy coworker, a holiday partner with an open bar.
Download Chapter 1 for free at drkenner.com, and you can buy the book at amazon.com.